Okay, by request somewhere in PYL or whatever. I don't know where it is. Something about a guy and a girl. Oh, an erotic story. Just some, I don't know, how one could make fantastic science fiction-ish erotic stories. I don't know where this came from. God. So there's this, what is it? Holiday vacation place hotel there with a typical pool in the middle. And I don't know. I don't know this sequencing here for where it should start and if it should kind of be flashback here or there. But the idea would be that, I don't know why this is kind of crazy, but the girl, she's a tourist there, just taking a little trip, laying on the beach and by the pool and taking rest for a week or so, as usual, and the guy too. And then she's lying there and he passes by. And it could be one of those love at first sight thing. I mean, the theme would be that rather than some porn. But still, for some reason, inspiration that woke me up and forced me to turn on this recorder insisted on or suggested it should be erotic. So I'm just relaying that here. Mm-hmm. I'm innocent. So she gets into action, and the next day, when he comes down, this whole place is empty. There's no one in the pool, and he doesn't really know why. And maybe it's a little earlier than usual, or something. And then she comes out with the same bikini as the day before, and because he had walked past by then and saw her also, and boink, something happened, and being a guy, he fantasized, you know, her without the bikini or whatever, you know, that typical thing that goes through the mind of a guy at the beach or wherever when he's seeing someone extraordinary. Simple-minded guys. But this time it was different. He really, really connected to her soul to soul and, you know, body to body, all of it. But it wasn't, and that's the thing, it wasn't one of those body attractions only that, oh, look what a cute girl, let me just, you know, grab her and get laid. So then, you know, they just start talking and there's no one else there, and the whole thing develops according to plan, which was her plan, because and this is where it gets kind of, you could really get off on crazy side stories here that maybe she is a either a very rich and influential person or she's a hacker or whatever, and she can manipulate the whole hotel either by changing all the clocks or something, you know, so people get up too late and no one's coming down there yet because they think it's 5 o'clock in the morning or something like that, or by arranging some event or whatever that makes everyone go somewhere else. So, you know, we can play as much as we like or nothing at all. I mean, and then maybe an interesting thing could be there, and I understand why it should be erotic, to show real eroticism. Show it from the viewpoint not of two bodies massaging each other's organs, but of two souls interacting like that with love and melting together and all of that. And even the visuals could be graphical animation, artistic things like that, 2D, 3D animations, much like some psychedelic scene and I was about to say a Disney film, but not, no. Anyway, and something new. Where we rather show this, how he, for instance, really wants to not get the pleasure himself, you know, just going bump, 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 and then, and that's it. But to give her the greatest pleasure and make her completely satisfied, and then perfection would be that he at the same time comes there and they are all completely melting together, and it's very beautiful, and that's really the manifestation or the erotic manifestation of love, the melting together to two souls, but still not melting together, but just being individuals, but this whole thing there. The churning. Yeah.